Shakir Thanawala, I'm pronouncing that correctly, aren't I?
You are.
You are the, I just read that you're the president of Columbus Distributors. Is that correct?
That is correct. Columbus Distributors, the hardware, the beautiful local hardware store on Lenox and 119.
Whenever I see the name Columbus Distributors, even when you were based on Columbus Avenue, it looked like it the immediate connotation is liquor and wine.
No.
No?
It's hardware, not hard liquor.
when was it founded? Did you found it?
No, it was a running business that I bought from a father and son duo back like almost 25 years ago.
You bought it from whom?
It was a father and son who used to run that business.
At that location on Columbus Avenue?
On Columbus Avenue.
And so you, before that, were you, did you have a feel for hardware?
I am, since I came into this country, I started working in a hardware store and just got, you know, the love for hardware in retail and helping people solve their problems. And I said, okay, this is what I'll do. I'll just go into hardware business.
The last 6 years of that career has been, again, at 119th and Lenox, correct?
That's correct.
And why did you switch from Columbus and 93rd Street to 119th and Lenox?
I was on Columbus and 93rd for almost 20 years. Once the lease expired, back in the days when it was 2012, real estate and Manhattan was at the peak.
They were looking for a hike. They were looking for a rent hike.
It was such a big hike that I could not afford it. So I said, let me look into a neighborhood which is vibrant, lively, and up and coming, where I can help the neighborhood build up with me. And just found a perfect location in Harlem.
You know, your story is similar to ours. In the year 1999, on the back of a Con Ed bill, it said, first come, first serve. It wasn't even a lottery. It was first come, first serve for new townhouses, brand new townhouses on 116th and Lenox. And we were next to last. And I remember doing research because I'm very pale skinned. Harlem is large, overwhelmingly African American. Right now, in June of 2020, we have racial tensions, not necessarily in Harlem so much. In fact, very little in Harlem.
Harlem, there is absolutely no tension. I don't see anything. If you see my store, when I first opened back on Columbus Avenue,
yes,
I had a two windows, glass windows, and I had shutters. When I closed the store, the shutters used to be down. I came to Harlem, nice, big, beautiful, big windows. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 windows, big, all glass. And I said, I don't want to put shutters and kill the look of it. And it was, I felt so safe and so confident that I didn't put no gates up, and I still refuse to put the gates up, and it's perfectly good.
You've had 8 years of nothing?
Just glass.
You've had eight years of no graffiti?
No graffiti. No nothing, nada.
What mantra did you put on that space?
This is just a good old neighborhood. I mean, you know, that shows how well gentrified and good the neighborhood is.
We found that to be the case. I came different times a day, different times of the week, and did my research because I wanted to have a good situation for my family. And I found it day after day, night after night, different time, you know, whatever the time of day, whatever the time of week, it all felt comfortable. And so
that's right.
God bless Harlem. Thanawala, does that name mean anything in any language?
Tana, T-H-A-N-A, Tana, back from where I come from, is called as a headquarter, a police station or a headquarter where, you know, and that's was the name of the town that I came from. So I'm known as that town guy, Tana Walla.
Is Walla the name of the
that town?
Is Walla the name of the town that you come from?
Tana is the first four or five letters.
How about Walla?
Walla means from that town.
Ooh, Shakir from that town.
Shakir from that town.
That's cool. Shakir, where did you learn your work ethic from? From whom? Or there's probably two or three people.
When I first started working in a hardware store, I used to work for a hardware store on 14th Street, which is not there anymore. It's closed down because the owner died and he had to close down. The family people didn't want to go into hardware business, so they closed down. But an older gentleman for whom I started working for, and I see the way he was so pleasant, so nice, talking with customers. He was always smiling and trying to solve problems for everybody. And everybody, whenever that customer would come back to the store, they would ask for him because he is the go-to guy who would solve everybody's problem. I said, oh, that's cool. Nice guy. And working under him, for him, I just learned everything through him.
Ooh.
And now I am the go-to guy in Harlem. The building superintendents, even the contractors sometimes comes with their problem to me. Shaq, I am stuck with this project. What do you think I should do?
Do they call you Shaq?
Answer.
do they call you Shaq?
They call me Shaq, yeah.
They don't call you Shakir.
Shakir is full name, probably too long for them. Shaq is pretty... but I'm known as Shaq, yeah.
So you're Shaq. That's funny. Well, I will call you Shaq. I also like David. David is a long timer there.
David has been with me since, I think, almost 14, 15 years.
Oh, that's great. And there was a lady that worked there as well. What's her name?
Leslie, yeah. She also is with me quite some time now.
She took an interest in my bus driving. Or I told her about my bus driving.
I remember you talking to her about that.
That's right. How has the business gone in the last 8 years since you moved to Harlem? Has it stayed steady? Has it trended upwards? Has it gone down a little bit relative to what you were doing on Columbus?
Actually, tell you the truth, even though it's a bigger store from where I come from Columbus, I came to a much bigger store here, hoping that I would do much better volume. But since last 5 years, if you see my store, there's an scaffolding outside. I'm hidden underneath the scaffolding. But yeah, it has not grown as much as I want it to be, but I can't complain. I shouldn't complain.
Besides me, who is your favorite customer? In other words, who is either your favorite or the biggest customer that you have, either commercial or residential?
I mean, it would be very unfair to say that this particular person is my favorite and this is not or something like that. But
yeah,
I have a lot of walk-in retail everyday customer. So there are some customers who just come in every day. Not even if they don't want to buy anything, they would come in to say hi and tell me, oh, Shaq, the thing you told me to do the other day, it worked out perfect. It just makes my day.
And do you have a special hardware-related skill that you ever do services? I think one, maybe I'm making this up, but a year or so ago, we had a doorbell issue, and you actually walked with me, if memory serves, walked with me either all the way to my to the house, or virtually all the way to the house, one or the other. But you were kind of counseling me on the way.
That's what I do. I do not physically go out to do any kind of a service.
Right.
But I will solve all your problems. I'll walk. You know, you bring me your pictures, your phone video showing me this is the problem. And I'll solve it for you.
Does David ever do any service work?
No service at all.
So you all don't offer services?
We do not. But if somebody comes in, like I have some old ladies customers. They say, Shaq, my lamp's not working. The wire is all messed up. The socket is not. I said, bring your lamp to me. I'll fix it for you. I rewire their lamp. I do put the sockets in. I just tell them, buy the socket, buy the wire. I'll put it in for you.
Oh, that's good. Do you have a vision for your neighborhood or your community? In other words, anything that you envision in the next few years for your, for Columbus Distributors and or the community that you serve?
Well, you know, I'm there 7 years, and I'm so far everything go with in terms of my repo with my customers, all my repeat customers, they come in, and the love and the gratitude I get, I'm satisfied. So if it stays the same, I'm more than happy.
Oh, that's nice. And anybody that you're training up, have you trained up? Have you trained up David, or he's already kind of sort of trained?
David is hardcore trained. I also had a guy who used to work for me. He learned hardware in such a way that right now he's a superintendent of a building taking care of, because he learned so much over here, his skill he put together. I told him, you know what? Why don't you go get yourself? He was a young kid, so I told him, go get yourself a locksmith license.
A locksmith license?
And he did that. And based on that and all the knowledge that he got in the hardware store, now he's a superintendent of a building.
Ooh!
And he always comes and thanks me, Shaq. Good thing I started working for you.
And he started out at your place.
Yes, he did. Yes.
In Harlem.
In Harlem.
Anything that you missed from Columbus Avenue? No.
Not really. You know, I was right next to Central Park over there. So I thought maybe I'll miss it. But I'm not too far away from Central Park from here.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Any final thoughts? Any motto or mantra that you have for yourself and your work that it kind of
I always tell my
captures
customers
your philosophy.
Something every day, even though I have at least 25 to 28, 29, 30,000 SKUs of different items that's in my computer, still every day I get at least 6 or 7 customers. They ask for something I don't have. I can't have everything, because if I keep on adding, I'm going to lose much more. So, so I always tell my customers, if you're not in a hurry, if I don't have it, I'll go get it.
Ooh.
So I order for them.
Ooh.
I special order anything my customer wants. I also have a website. You can go onto my website.
What's the website?
It's over there.
What is the website?
ColumbusDistributors.com.
Oh, that's right. ColumbusDistributors.com. And you have never, ever, ever distributed.
No liquor, mind you.
You've never, but you, has anyone else ever said that to you?
No, not really.
It just, Columbus Distributors, when you first hear that name, if you don't know anything else, that's wine and liquor. That's wine.
But they are based in Columbus, Ohio.
Shaq, you are the best. Forget the rest. More power to you. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good trainings. You don't train your colleagues, but you all train each other. You all train your customers up, and you're training the community up. You're building everyone up, and I've seen that for years. And it has been a pleasure getting to know you, and I look forward to working with you in the years to
come. Same here, Joe. It was nice talking to you. Thank you.
And Labors for Neighbors.
All the time.
Gives you a shout out. See you.
Thank you, Joe. Bye.
Bye.